Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time, the weekly podcast by two very tired moms talking about whatever we can muster the energy to talk about.
Yes.
That's the state of things right now.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot, actually. Sorry.
Yeah? Oh, good. That's great. I was really relying on a second wind tonight, since we usually record in the morning, but
right.
Here we are.
I got one.
Good. Yep. Good. Well, you can carry us through. Yeah. That'll be Hannah.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Caroline.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here we are.
I've completely thrown us off now.
No, it's okay. I did too. The delirium hit.
Yeah, exactly. So what are women up to this week?
Well, I'm hoping that you can tell me, because in my book, not a whole lot.
Not a lot. Women are doing nothing.
Actually, I do. You know what? This continues to be a podcast for Barbie fangirls.
Yes.
Which we have recently become.
Yes. It is becoming more and more so that.
Yeah. As in, like, 2 years ago, I cared nothing about Barbie and
Agreed.
Probably would say that I, like, felt negatively toward Barbie, if
I
anything.
Agree. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Right.
Boy, have the tides turned.
Yeah.
Mattel announced, maybe last week, maybe today, whatever, that they are releasing a new Barbie, and it's judicial Barbie. She's a judge, which is amazing.
Yeah. It's super cool. We shared a few weeks ago that they released a Barbie that is gender neutral.
Did we officially talk about it?
Not on the podcast.
Oh, it was on our Instagram.
It was on Instagram stories. And then now this, and I like the picture that showed just like little girl or like female judges that look all different.
Yeah, like little Barbie Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, exactly. And lots of different kinds of judges. So yeah, I love Barbie. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. Well, that's basically my only note. So I have some random celebrity things, but you dive in where you've got.
Okay. Here's a cool thing. Well, okay. Before I get into it, I just read before you came over.
Okay.
Zoe Kravitz is the new Catwoman.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
I like that
casting.
It's a
good cast, right?
That's a very good cast.
And here's the sweet, sweet revenge.
Okay.
She wanted to audition in The Dark Knight Rises as Catwoman.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even let her have an audition.
Really?
Because they said they weren't going urban.
What?
So
Hannah just used air quotes for that as a direct quote.
Christopher Nolan.
For real.
And
wow. Also
casting director.
Now on our list. Continues
exactly.
To be on our list. And nameless casting director.
Right. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson is going to be Batman. It's a trilogy.
Yep.
And I don't know if she'll be in all of it, but she is perfect for Catwoman.
Yeah, she's an excellent Catwoman.
Anne Hathaway did a great job, but she is going to be fantastic, and they were idiots for passing her up the first time.
Yeah. Wow. That's excellent news.
Yeah. Some people are, like, hot about Robert Pattinson doing it, but I'm like, guys, no person has been announced as Batman that everyone has had. Like, just move on.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Though, if I were Robert Pattinson, I would be concerned to follow in Christian Bale's shoes because I thought he was a phenomenal Batman.
Oh, I did too. I did too.
He was really good.
And then, but then Ben Affleck did it and he came on some talk show. He was in a couple ones as Batman.
Yep.
Yeah, they weren't great.
My answer stays the same.
Were not critically acclaimed. I thought he was fine. I mean, it's a comic book, and in comic books, like, the authors are always changing, the iterations of Batman are always changing. It drives me crazy when people say they don't fit the role in a comic book. Because also, even if they didn't, it is also a different artistic rendering of it. Like,
it's kind of like James Bond, you know? I mean, it just changes.
It evolves with the character. I think Robert Pattinson's going to do a great job.
That's good.
I think this will be really good. I'm more excited. I neither cared or didn't care about Ben Affleck being in it. But I like Robert Pattinson and I love Zoe Kravitz. She's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that news. Yeah.
Also, Simone Biles.
Yes.
Now holds the most world records in gymnastics for men or women.
Yes, and has a move named after her.
Oh.
Double-double dismount from the beam.
Yeah.
Is now being called the Biles.
Oh, that's cool. She's a queen. I think
she
I don't
is.
follow gymnastics, but I like follow her movements around the world because she's just like, that, you know, I don't know, she like has that gravitas, I want to say.
Yeah. And you know, did you follow the story about her brother who
a little bit
a murder?
Yeah.
And you know, she was kind of people tried to bring her into the conversation, but she and her brother haven't had a relationship, and she stayed really classy, I felt like, during that entire situation.
I think she has so far like been extremely classy.
Yeah.
Her whole, like, from the get-go.
Because
gymnasts also start so young, and like when you're at the world stage as a gymnast, I feel like for the most part you're being put into the spotlight as a teenager.
Yeah. Good
right?
Point.
Like, I don't think there are usually people in the Olympics as a gymnast who are like older than mid-20s, maybe.
No, probably not.
Because they start so young.
Yeah.
So anyway, that could be wrong. Someone could fact check me on that easily.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much
right. I could probably check within seconds and find out. But anyway, so I think she's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. We're big Biles. big fans of Biles,
yes,
around here.
Exactly.
Have you, are you a fan of Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Okay, same. I mean, I'm not a fan.
Right.
But, you know, like, some people have their cult following.
Some people are, like, really obsessed with her.
Yeah. Yeah. However, mm-hmm. if you are not, or if you are.
Sure.
If you're a person, you should listen to the podcast, The Killing of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I'm already into it.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. And okay. I think that it was a good perspective for me to listen to because I really don't know a whole lot about her.
I don't either.
Like, just being fine with her and
right.
people having, like, cheesy prints of her and that kind of thing.
Yes.
It is very well done.
Really?
With, you know, I've always known that her death was either a suicide or an accidental overdose mm-hmm. or a combo. But this podcast makes a very real case for the fact that it was actually murder.
Interesting.
And it's very well done.
Yeah.
So it really paints Marilyn Monroe in an entirely different light than I ever knew her
yeah.
as.
Yeah.
You know, my good friend Marilyn. But I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Along with, we've talked about it before, but the podcast The Dream has been one of our mutual favorites for
yes.
a while. But they, if you listen to season one, just check back in with it because there are 4 bonus episodes out
oh.
where they are talking specifically about LuLaRoe. And there's a lot of litigious action going on with LuLaRoe and how that business kind of fell apart. And it is
oh
so interesting.
I thought the Dream was very well done.
Excellent.
From the get-go. So I'll check out those episodes for sure.
Yeah. So there's that. Also, I'm very excited for our next book club episode.
Okay, yeah, you're ahead of me.
Yeah, I usually the minute that a book is assigned to me as something that I need to read, I don't,
right.
which is why I procrastinated on The Virtue of Sin. I can tell you that now, but I flew through Before We Were Yours.
Which is funny because you told me you took a little break, break.
It's an emotional book.
Yeah.
But holy moly, it is exquisite. I don't want to give it away yet, but I will tell you, you have a couple of weeks mm-hmm. to dig into it and read along before we cover it in book club. So if you haven't yet,
yes,
do, because it is phenomenal.
Yes. I was going to bring that up too. A couple of weeks. I would say I'm like a third of the way through, I think.
Okay. And are you liking it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I really like it.
It's very good. It's very different than anything.
It is very different. I would not have picked it if it wasn't so highly recommended to us.
Yeah.
Things with kids being mm-hmm. like just yep. You know, kind of in the system can be hard to read.
Yeah, but that's why I think had to put it away for
yeah,
a little bit.
I think you have to read them. Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, last week I was talking about how annoyed I got at that, like, seeing a couple of Goodreads reviews that were like, oh, I'm burnt out on slavery
uh-huh,
novels.
Because uh-huh.
it's like, well,
yeah,
okay.
Well, probably people who live through slavery.
Sorry,
too,
little white girl, that like bums you out. Like,
yeah.
But anyway, in that way, I think it's one of those things you can't really look away from because this is another part of American history. This is based on a true story, from what I understand.
Yes. Well, so I finished it on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember. But I have spent every day since then Googling different things
yeah.
about the Tennessee Children's Home Society.
Yeah.
When I'm from Tennessee, so it interested
right.
me from that angle. And I was about 2/3 of the way through before I even thought to look about whether it was true or not.
Yeah.
And I could digest it better actually knowing that it was true than feeling like somebody else had imagined it.
Really?
I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to give too much away before book club, but I think I would have had a harder time if an author had thought up all of that based on nothing.
Right.
Because I had a hard time even reading it, much less like thinking about how to write it.
Well, Colson Whitehead's new book, it's called The Something Boys, also revolves around a similar story of like this, like an orphanage type situation.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like similar origins as this story. So
yeah.
And it is also based on a true story. Speaking of entertainment, women in entertainment, I've just started 2 shows.
Oh,
one of them. Okay. So Friday, I came home, fell asleep super early ish, you know, like 9:30, mm-hmm. literally conked out.
Yep.
Woke back up at like 10:30 and then was awake until 3:30.
Sure.
Naturally. So
just
I.
Just like a newborn baby.
Just like, yes, exactly. My days and nights are switched. So I'm like flipping through Netflix. And of course, I have a whole list of things that it's like, these are the things I want to read. And for some reason, Netflix recommended a show to me called Dr. Foster.
Okay.
And I think it's one of those because you watched something and I can't remember what it was. So I start, I think because they have a category called like binge this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, all right, first of all, you're following me too closely. Right. It was a Friday night.
But also I will immediately tune in.
But yes, I did. I spent a lot of time on that category. Because it's like two seasons, five episodes each. They're a full hour.
I have 10 hours of my life.
Exactly. Exactly. So I watched season one. It's so like the premise is, there's a man and a woman takes place in the UK, and the woman is a successful doctor in a happy marriage, and they have a son. She and her husband have a son. He's, I want to say, maybe middle school or something. And she basically comes to suspect that her husband is cheating on her. So it kind of follows the path of her obsessing over this. The thing that I don't like is that I use the word obsessing and I don't even like that I said that. So I think it was created by men.
Okay.
Most of the credits I saw were like male names.
Sure.
So while I liked the show and it was interesting to see like this woman finding out that her husband's like, he's totally gaslighting her. And you can see just her raw emotion. She was a great actress. Mm-hmm. I do think that these stories are better written by women because there's a lot that I'm like, it doesn't quite pan out.
Right. Or you're assuming you understand the emotional.
Right. And even in just the way like she treats her child in some parts, I'm like, I don't know that I think you should have had more women in the room.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
they did. Maybe I'm wrong and I haven't looked it up. To me, it just has like the feel because like it has the kind of feel where as I'm watching it, I'm like, a man wrote this. A man is directing this. And then that being said, I watched one season. I don't think they really needed a second season.
Okay. Yeah.
So I watched the first episode and then I'm like, I don't
not bought in.
Really need to get like this had the story length of like a long, like a limited series.
Right, right.
I don't care to watch the second season any farther. Like after watching the first episode, I'm like, no, I didn't care about that.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting way to spend my Friday night.
Okay.
So I did like it. And I do think the story is really compelling. I just think there are a couple things that I'm like, you didn't quite get that right.
Yep.
Then the actress who plays the young affairee in that show, Jodie Comer.
So it ends with her finding out.
It begins with it. Sorry. Yeah. So. Okay. It begins with it because it's all about, it's really just about her emotional.
Got it. I thought it was her like investigating whether he was
no,
or not.
It's she finds out he's having an affair.
Got it.
It's just about how she handles it and all of that.
I'm tracking.
Okay. So he's having an affair with Jodie Comer. You know who this is?
Yes.
She just won Emmys for Killing Eve. I have not heard Killing Eve.
I watched the first episode.
I have watched the first couple episodes. Okay. I am extremely hooked.
Are you?
Yes. Okay. I am.
I need to try again. I could not get into the first
I started
episode.
It one time and I was like tired or something.
That's
fell asleep.
Kind of exactly
it
was, like what I was
so
like,
I just
not...
wasn't. Right. But this weekend I was just like, all right, well now I got to see because Jodie Comer's in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I gotta just check this out because she's won awards for this show.
Yeah.
And so has Sandra Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The show itself has won, like, the writers and I think, I don't know about directors. But anyway, I'm like, I gotta check out this show. And it is vastly different to see, like, a show ran by women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show is created by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who plays in Fleabag, which I talked about last week.
Yeah.
She won 3 Emmys, the latest Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very brilliant because none of the female actors in that show are written like classic female actors. Like we talked a little bit about tropes last week too, I think, right?
And because I have not been able to start Succession again.
Still you
haven't? Still, and part of it is we just haven't been home and we don't usually watch shows that we're both into when the other one isn't home.
Exactly, yeah.
But even still, I'm like, ugh.
Right.
I know that I'm going to have to wade through that, and it'll probably be multiple episodes, and I just, I'm not there.
And just in that, Jodie Comer plays an assassin in that movie, in that show, and you can't really predict her either. Like, she's unpredictable. She's kind of crazy, obviously. Mm-hmm. Sandra Oh plays, like, a agent in MI5.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference between MI5 and MI6. But there are different things I get. I don't know. Whatever. They're labeled differently in the show.
DMS.
I don't know. Anyway, she plays an agent and she's like kind of quirky and goofy and she's not like super serious and super like takes herself too seriously. But she like believes in things and she believes she's right and she follows it. And I like that. Like her supporting actors are not run of the mill. Like,
yeah.
Fiona Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Is in it. And I, my Amy and I were talking about her. I'm like, I love her. I don't know what it is about her.
Yep.
I loved her in Harry Potter. Well, you're not supposed to like her in Harry Potter. She's awful. But
still is.
Yeah, she's in True Blood. She's in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of like the character actor that.
Yeah.
She kind of like a Judy Greer who like is just in everything.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just interesting to immediately watch these two things back to back with different, like even like one same actress.
Yeah.
And all of it also takes place in the UK. Again, I don't know, like, what's my kick lately?
Yeah, you're really into that.
Like, I'm against American entertainment.
Well, if you really want some American entertainment, we're still watching Scrubs. So, you know, come join us here.
That's a good one.
I'm real into John C. Reilly right now.
He plays Dr. Cox.
Dr. Cox.
Yeah. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. That's just a little bit of what women are up to. As usual, we've hit on the only important things.
Yeah, as always.
You don't need other news?
Nope. I'm sure you knew that, but when you tuned in.
Exactly. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
All right, hey, Hannah.
Yes.
We forgot something huge.
Okay, hit me.
What are women up to this week? Oh, I don't know, opening their own bakeries.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and not just any woman.
Yes.
Our friend.
Our best friend.
Our BFF, Chris, the batchmaker.
Chris, my best friend. You still call her Christina, so.
That's true, but we have a relationship like that.
Sure.
Yeah, she is opening as of this week.
Yeah, so you heard her a couple weeks ago, months ago. I have no concept of time.
No, it was
in the past.
30 minutes ago.
Over the summer.
Yeah, one time.
Or June. Was it June? I don't know. Anyway, Chris, the batchmaker, Charlotte baking sensation.
Yes.
Who has now on two different occasions spoiled the crap out of us with her.
Oh my gosh.
Confections. She is opening her own location here in Charlotte called Batch House.
Yes, and we are stoked.
We cannot wait. We're going to go check it out tomorrow night. So by the time
this
episode comes out.
It's because we got an invitation to the Friends and Family event. I just need
we're her friends. By the time this comes out, you will have seen it spammed all over our Instagram.
Yeah, we will have been there already.
Grand opening is Saturday the 19th. If you're local, if you're coming through Charlotte at any time.
If you're in a driving distance.
If you are in the continental United States.
Yep, or if you have frequent flyer miles.
Within an airport range, you have no excuse to not check out Batch House.
Also, if you are in Honduras listening to us, she's your hometown girl. So you should come here too.
Exactly.
You mentioned that we got spoiled two times.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Yes.
The first time she was here, she brought us s'mores brownies, which were phenomenal.
Yes.
Then last week when we saw her, she gave us a batch box, which was a big ass box.
Yeah.
Full of delicious desserts.
Going to be available, I think, seasonally as well.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Of the treats that you tried in your batch box, what was your favorite?
Okay, s'mores brownie was my favorite because I love chocolate.
Did you have a s'mores brownie in your batch box?
No, the first one that she brought.
Oh, yeah.
And then she made an oatmeal cream pie, which I loved.
That was phenomenal.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
She made a pumpkin cake. I don't know. I couldn't pick. Like, I don't typically get desserts that are not chocolate.
Right.
But there was, like, tons of not chocolate stuff in there. And I loved every one of them. She made these cookies that were like Oreo truffle cookies. Yep. My kids and I literally ate her goods for breakfast and lunch that day.
That's phenomenal.
That's what I ate,
and
was
you know what?
That stuff that day.
What a good parent you are for sharing with your kids.
Exactly. You're welcome.
We hit ours.
You're welcome to their teachers as well.
Her s'mores cake, also delicious. Literally, you cannot go wrong.
No, I can't wait to see what she comes up
with. And she's also thoughtful. She is creating a kids' corner and a kids' cart at the Batch House full of coloring books and Play-Doh and toys for kids and inclusive books.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be hosting weekly tea times as well as staying open late one night a week.
Wednesdays.
Yep, for trivia, girls' nights, whatever you need. Our friend Chris has you covered. The Batch House.
7 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Sunday. And then she closes at 3 p.m. every day, except Friday and Saturday when she closes at 6. So come in your morning, lunch, whatever. Get some goods.
All right. Well, we're back. You may be thinking, all right, just go ahead and cut to April. That's what we're tuning in for. Well,
we got you. Hook, line, and sinker.
You are a sucker.
You look ridiculous.
we're laughing at you right now because guess who's here? Me and Hannah.
Not April.
We ran into an unexpected scheduling conflict with April, and we are going to record with her next week.
Yes.
Hopefully.
We promise this time-ish. Anything could happen.
That's right. Know that our promises mean nothing.
Yes.
So we definitely promise
At
next
this point,
week
we mean
here.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right here in this recording.
I feel like that's with all, like, adult plans.
That's
at the
true.
Time of me telling you that it's happening, I mean that it's happening.
Most of the time.
It doesn't mean that it's happening in the moment.
Fairly, sometimes I know that it will not happen, yeah. but I want to convince you that I think that it will, and I right. know I'm going
to
bail.
I think every single person listening relates to that.
Anyway, sorry to let you down.
Yeah,
if you turn, if we start getting stats back that only 1/3 of the episode was listened to, we know what your motivation was. It was April.
We'll be angry at all of you.
Ours too. I'll probably turn it off now too. But if I don't, I'll be in for a treat because we're continuing to talk about boobs. Uh-huh. And we're really excited about this subject today.
Yes. Body confidence.
That's right.
We've touched on this actually basically like every week, but
literally every time.
It's something about, like, you keep talking about Anna Blair, talking about nipples
so much
and being naked.
So
just
much.
Like all of this. Just like, honestly, it is like pretty normal kid stuff to be like curious about the body and also to feel better naked. Like, I'm sure that is like 100% natural. And I just thought, because if you don't mind my sharing, you texted me today and said, I just don't feel great today.
Yep.
I feel like I'm squeezed into this outfit. Yes. I'm wearing a jumpsuit. And I was like, oh, yeah, jumpsuits are the best / the worst because you look really put together. But then it's like you can't drink water all day because.
No. And this one was particularly difficult because it was a like slide on. It didn't have closures.
Yeah.
But it had just a little bit of elastic. So.
Yeah. So it's like you really,
I had to
like,
get it
you,
over.
You'd like tear the seam if you.
Yes. It was like getting it over the Grand Canyon in order to eventually fit the Empire State Building. You know what I mean?
And then you sent me a picture and I'm like, you're out of your mind. You look fantastic.
Well, you were very nice.
And I just thought, like, you know, we're our own worst enemy. So what, how do you have. Like, and I think anyone sending a picture to your girlfriends, because, you know, like, we do this all the time where it's like, ah, how do I look? You know, you're looking for
just
more.
Just like you did with that sweater.
Then, just like I did with my Amazon sweater. DM us to see it, because I have no shame. I'm sharing it with everyone.
I almost shared it on our feed, but I didn't want to ask you permission.
I thought about it, but then I'm like, that is going to go, like, viral in the worst way. That's not why I want to go viral. But I've shown way too many people at
You've
this point.
You've gone viral on your own. You have self-viralized.
Yeah, exactly. It got me thinking, like, where does it come from? Like, why don't we, like, grown women have confidence? Because I feel like we have a lot of confidence in a lot of different things.
Yes.
But still, like, our own bodies are such a problem.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Hit me.
It changes nothing about how I see myself, but
that's the funny thing about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can preach all day about it, but like then at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, wait, but what about that? Or even something. Like, I'm still going to be insecure myself.
Totally. Okay. So here's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, whether we want to accept it or not,
right?
The bodies that we glorify are prepubescent bodies.
Right.
So we see these Victoria's Secret models who either tend to be fairly flat. Or have super curvy boobs.
Right.
But then they are, like, tiny everywhere else. And it's not even... Actually, I take that back. Victoria's Secret models and Sports Illustrated models actually do a surprisingly good job showing some curves.
Yeah.
It's high fashion models.
Right.
And print models who are these... And I'm not body shaming them, but we seek out this prepubescent look, you know?
Right.
And that's what we see as the ideal. That's what clothes are made for.
Right.
And I think that inherently, at least for me growing up, I don't know if I realized that, like, one, I've mentioned this before, but I'm built really differently than my mom and sister. And so while I think I understood the mechanics of what could happen when you hit puberty, I just didn't know what to do with my body. And because it was different and because who I was around the most, it was different. It felt wrong because different feels wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then even if we're prepared for puberty, I don't think that we are well equipped for how bodies change after kids. If you have kids. But even if you don't, like, how bodies change with age.
Right.
And again, different feels wrong. So you hear if you've had kids. I want to get back to my pre-baby body.
Right,
so,
bounce back. That's the word. The
phrase. There's something to glorify about how you used to be. So when you hit puberty, you're glorifying what you were like before puberty.
Right.
If you have kids, it's what you're like before kids. And so it feels like there's never a focus put on appreciating where you are right now.
What kind of examples do you see, like, that you would say, oh, I think this is being done the right way, that you can think of, if there are any?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that I feel like there are a lot. I mean, I do credit the Kardashians actually for bringing this kind of curvy thing back.
Yeah.
In a way that they also talk a lot about fitness.
Mm-hmm. They also hawk a lot of like flat tummy stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that, so I'm pretending that they don't. But sure. They do talk a lot about their workouts and strength training and building muscle. Which I appreciate,
right?
Because I do think that usually those things, at least in what I see, don't go hand in hand,
right?
Often, I do think that a lot of celebrities are quick to say, like, "I'm embracing my curves. I like my new body."
Yeah.
But then you also see them actively trying to pursue a different body. So I don't know. I don't know where where it is, because while you see somebody like Lizzo, who's
Graham.
Yes, being like real praised for accepting their bodies and things like that. I don't know that that's also an ideal that everybody shares or can relate to either. So I think there's like this real regular thing that's missing. And like, I'm not real big and I'm not real small.
Right.
And it does feel like we're just kind of missing a middle of the road. Like maybe Jamila is doing a great job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the tough thing maybe is that we look to the celebrities.
Yeah.
But also, like, there's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, like, the tough thing is, like, even with celebrities, even with, like, I like how Chrissy Teigen, to me, she doesn't look the same after having babies.
Yes,
I think she's beautiful, but she also talks a lot about, like, her post-baby body. But at the same time, even with all of the, like, Ashley Graham posting, I think she posted, like, a nude baby bump picture.
Yes, and
you can see stretch marks. Yeah, you can see her stretch mark, and that's great. But even with all of the body positivity, those people will still probably be able to afford, like, the things that are going to be harder for us that cause us, like, that undue stress.
Yeah, well.
Not undue, just stress.
Yeah.
Like, extra help or more expensive like treatments or stuff like that, you know what I mean? And it's mainly those things that I think
or
cause
ways to outfit it, because like I know when I have a new dress, in particular dresses, I tend to always feel confident in.
Yes.
Because with pants, I just have to size them differently, and you know, I'm aware that I have them on. Dresses, I tend to be put together. But if I have something new, I am more body confident because I feel like I'm dressing my body better.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, okay, here's my exact same stuff that I've been wearing forever, and then I'm very aware if the sizing has shifted or whatever. Right. So even being able to outfit it is different. But my issue is this. It's not an issue. Here's what I want to explore together.
Okay.
There is a lot that's about like body loathing. Okay. And there's a lot about like body positivity. But what if you're, like, just okay with your body and sometimes you have bad days?
Right.
Where it's, like, again, this kind of normal, like, you don't swing either way.
Right.
But, like, what do I do if I, like, feel like today? Like, my body's not ideal. I wouldn't, like, I'm not my own fitspo.
Right.
But I also don't hate it. It's just what it is. And I just have a day where I feel real bad.
I think you fake it till you make it.
Okay.
I think it's just, like, I don't know. I think that's and that's what I said to you earlier, because I think that overall, like, what makes someone the prettiest is confidence.
Yeah.
And I was reading something from someone about posting, like, themselves.
Yeah.
So non-specific. It wasn't, like, a famous person. but they were just talking about, like, the confidence they gained in posting their, like, just pictures of themselves. Kind of, like, not, like, scantily clad, but just, like, their full bodies.
Yeah.
Where, it, like, they weren't trying to, like, suck in or, like, get a different pose.
Okay.
Or something to, like, look good. And they were just, like, it is really freeing to me to be confident enough to know that, like, I feel good and I look good because I said so.
Yeah.
And I think kind of the only way you get there is you pretend you're already there.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to pretend that I don't have a body because...
So you're a floating head.
Yes.
Got it.
Except for my double chin. I just want like a floating jawline.
So you want a jawline.
Yeah. but the thing is, even then, where I get hung up is that I'm still aware of my body no matter what. Like, because it's like, well, am I feeling good enough with this? Am I faking how I'm feeling? I'm just always so body aware that
I
want to get to the point where I don't think about it either way. Like, here's what it is, here's what it's not.
Which kind of feels like a luxury.
Yeah, because it's just, again, one more thing to think of.
Yeah, because, you know, you're constantly thinking, well, when am I going to get my gym workout in?
Yeah.
If I don't get it in, well, I had to sacrifice that today for something, for work.
Totally. So then am I going to have to eat differently to accommodate for that? Yeah. Or am I having a good, I'm having a good body day, I should take a picture of it. Or I'm having a bad body day, I should take a picture of it to see that I'm the exact same. Like today we had an attempt at family photos. It did not go great, as I don't think anyone would ever be like, man, our family photo session went great.
Yeah, I refuse to put that on like on myself. I'm like, we will have to remember what we looked like.
I will draw it. So I almost didn't get changed into something for photos, because I was like, not feeling that great. Mm-hmm. Even if the pictures of the girls are great, I know I'm going to get a picture back and be like, I look like that.
Oh,
or try to
totally.
Convince myself that's a bad angle, or feel like I'm ruining the picture.
That's such a good point.
But I was like, well, I'm glad that I did, because I did have to be in the picture because the girls were not cooperating because they're 1, 2, and 4. Then I was glad that I was at least like kind of styled, but I'm like, I'm now worried about getting these pictures back and being like, we just wasted this time and this energy because I wasn't having a great body day. And I just want to not think about it. I want to be like, okay, I either look like that or I don't. It doesn't matter.
Yes, I totally get that.
That's where I'm hung up. I'm also in like not a great mental health space at this moment.
Right.
So that's part of it. But it's like, well, there's one more thing.
it's at that point, I think that's maybe the base of it. Because if you were in a perfect mental health state,
as I typically
whatever know. That mm-hmm. nirvana looks like,
sure.
then you wouldn't worry. Maybe,
like, maybe, yeah. Maybe, it is just one more thing.
It's because it's one more thing. Like if you're like having a fantastic day, everything is going well, you are not stressed, you're ahead on your to do. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
and then. Like, I don't know, that kind of stuff just doesn't seem to get you down.
Right.
At least for me. Like, on days where I'm like, today was super confident and productive, I like stop and look at myself in the mirror less.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Because like even today, I was very productive and busy. And I'm just thinking through, I don't think that I cared much about what I looked like today.
Yeah.
I know I liked my hair most of the day. I remember that because now that it's cooler out, I can kind of keep it down.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
you know,
I
just...
Because there are some days that I'll leave the house with, like, no makeup on and a baseball cap.
Yeah, and, like, and you feel fine.
And
you
I'll be like,
good.
I look pretty good like
yeah,
this.
Like,
I am one of those people who can leave the house this way and look good.
Yeah.
But then there are other days that I'm like, I'm a troll.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's how I feel like right now. Like, after, like, I don't know, just standing outside for 5 minutes, I can't handle. But, I don't know. I think that's that whole like working on your inner self.
Yeah.
is the key, which sucks because that's not easy.
And because
like
it just falls to the bottom.
List.
But maybe no. Okay, sure. It falls to the bottom.
Yeah.
But here's we're gonna work through this. We're experts now. Because if what it relies on is my mental load and my mental health, then I can really take the onus off myself a little bit to change specifically that thing.
Okay,
because. From a day-to-day standpoint, I cannot change the look of my body.
Right.
I can in the long term.
Right. You can have
but
goals.
But day-to-day, there's very little that I'm going to notice that changes. But if I know that my mental health as a whole is going to change how I'm seeing my physical self, maybe that's where the focus needs to be.
Ooh.
So not thinking about my body at all.
I'm like really happy about this.
I'm feeling good.
I think this is good because, it's like what you and I were talking about something not related at all. And I said, I'm releasing this from my concern.
Yes.
I think it was feeding my children.
It was feeding your kids specifically.
I said, I'm only cooking one meal a day.
Yeah.
I don't care about making them special things for their lunches. They don't eat them. I will give them. They love salami. And we'll go to Costco and get their packs of salami. And that's what they can have with other things. I'm only cooking one time a day and a couple times a week. And I said, I'm releasing that because I'm busy with other things. And it's a stress-free thing for me. So all that to say, it does feel good because like thinking about it, it's like, oh, mental health on top of everything. But you're right. Like, that's the wrong way. It was like flip that over.
Right.
It's like flip the pyramid over, the triangle over. Mental health is the base of it all.
Yeah. And it's going to feed. It's going to inform everything else.
Right.
This is where I am now.
Right.
Oh. As of 30 seconds ago.
Okay.
Here's my new
focus. I'm loving this.
I've been in a real mental health funk. I have felt very, very overwhelmed.
Yes.
I have felt like I haven't had a lot of outlets outside of my like close girlfriends to talk about it. And I really haven't known where to start.
Yeah.
As a result, I feel haggard all the time. And like suddenly my makeup that I wear every single day doesn't look that good.
It is funny how that happens. It's like suddenly this makeup is garbage and like what? Yeah. Like a week ago it was fine.
Well, and my hair. I'm like, okay, I finally have a haircut that I like. And then today I was like, this hair has got to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. My whole self informs myself.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I don't know. I'm feeling like this is an epiphany. Maybe like everyone else knows it, not just us. Maybe everyone else is like idiots. Like we've known that.
Maybe Oprah said this a long time ago.
Yeah, probably. It seems obvious that like your mental health is the basis, but you have to kind of get, I don't know. For me, I had to like walk through that whole thought process and understand. Cause like, so for instance, I snagged a year's subscription to Headspace.
Oh, nice.
For like half off or something.
Oh, that's great.
Like in July or something. It was like on a deal and I got a year.
Yeah.
And they have an extensive library. I haven't used it as much as I would like to.
Yeah.
But I don't feel guilty cause I only spent half of the, whatever. Yeah, yeah. I didn't spend all that much. But it does seem to be worth it. So okay. Now I'm thinking, I think we should set like goals. Like today I meditated a little bit.
Okay.
They have very step-by-step, like 5 minute, 10 minute. You can even take like 3 minute and like, they want to get you in the habit and then you can go through and say like, you need to like be more like focused or you need to be more like whatever. And they have good sleepscapes too.
Oh, that's good.
But all that to say, and I know Calm is a good app. This is not an ad for Headspace. I know that Calm is really good too. So
I've only done it for free, but I like
right. It. You can do some Headspace for free too. You can do like for a little while. So I'm wondering what are the things to get us in the good mental state to be the basis of all of it? Like there's a thing I do with the kids every morning before they leave for school.
Mm-hmm.
I have this little mantra that I thought of like the things that I want the most for them to be in life. And so now they've memorized it. Well, Maya mostly has.
Yeah.
And I always say, what are we? And they say, strong, smart, brave, confident leaders.
I love that.
And I'm like, all right, go be all those things today.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
No. But whatever, they can handle
it. If you're not all five, be none of them.
If you're not all five, then it's a disappointment. But no, I mean, here I am saying all that to them.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm not being like confident at all.
Well, yeah, because like I have the girls repeat back to me, like I've said this on here before, but
you say,
you are so wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
You make me so happy.
Right.
You don't have to do anything because God made you perfect for me.
Right.
Okay, well, I can tell myself that
too. Yeah, like, we're like, because there's no answer on our end.
Well, and I think because I'm such a people pleaser, like, to me, people's view of me is tied into what I do.
Right, yeah.
And so it was really important for me that they know, like, you don't have to do anything. Like,
yeah.
I am happy being with you.
Yeah, that is really good. And it's interesting to see, like, the different things.
Whether I call you a douchebag or not, I'm happy to be with you.
Please listen to last week's episode if you haven't to get context for that.
Sure.
But I think maybe the answer is, like, whatever that mental health looks like for you. And honestly, mental health for me a lot of times does rely around making time for working out just to get those endorphins flowing.
Literally the headspace.
Yeah. And that's something I've been having a hard time with lately.
But you carved it out today.
I carved it out today. I did a home workout for 30 minutes.
Which is hard to do. I mean, good for you. That's harder than going to the gym.
Just some erratic dancing.
That's okay.
This amazing playlist on Apple Music called
Pure Fuego. Also, I'd really like for you to show that to me. Okay. So, well, I'm going to need to pause this recording. Well, take a quick break so I can see Hannah's Pure
Fuego. I have not worked out in a while. So, like, my muscles were, like, hurting.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, heavens. This is not going to work out well. So I'm like, all right, let's do some cardio. And then I'm like, update, I can't move anywhere. So
Jane Ellis has had croup for like forever now.
Yeah.
And so now I just picture you breathing like she was.
That's exactly it. Imagine that.
And pure fuego in your
with
lungs.
Dancing.
That's perfect.
So anyway, because I was like, I got to keep moving. Like, so yeah. I was just like trying to like, basically I was trying to move. I'm like, I should move my body. And it was really good. I like filled in my circles today. All my circles are filled in for the first time in...
That's great.
I don't know, months maybe.
I draw all my own circles and then I don't have to worry about any of it.
Then I don't have to pay $300 like an idiot.
Well, okay, so I follow, I cleared out some of my, I used to do yoga.
Love yoga.
Well, yes, I still do like it. But when Jen Eddins was on, I told her about months how ago, I knew her because I used to go to all of her classes and she was so sweet and was like, oh, I remember you. But in a way that, like, did not affirm that I was the excellent yogi that I thought that I was.
Yeah.
So, anyway, around that time when I thought that I was an excellent yogi, I filled my Instagram feed with actual excellent yogis.
Okay.
Then I had to clear them all out because then I started to feel really bad that I didn't look like them. I couldn't do what they did, though I thought I was. When in actuality, I was just flailing. But so I'm careful about who I follow that's like a healthy living person. Because I just don't want to feel bad about my choices. I highly recommend that you follow Jordan Syatt on Instagram. I've sent you several of his posts. Okay. He's a personal trainer, but in a way that is so freaking empowering that makes health and wellness just so accessible.
Interesting. How do you spell Syatt?
S-Y-A-T-T.
Okay, yeah.
He just released yesterday a YouTube documentary about how he ate a Big Mac every single day for 30 days and lost 7 pounds. But he talks about how too much of how we view our bodies is based on categorically good or categorically bad things that we do to it. And that is just not the case.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we're either labeling our bodies good or bad.
Right.
And we're looking at our weight as good or bad when so much of all of those things are just data points.
Yeah.
Anyway, it gave me a whole, not just that in particular, but that account and his philosophy has given me like a much freer way to look at my body and movement. So back to movement, he was saying he didn't really change his workout routine. Mm-hmm. He did strength training 3 days a week and otherwise just walked. He just wanted to get 10,000 steps.
Interesting.
Because he was like, you know, people really downplay the role of just moving your body.
Right. Yeah.
So, and that's like physically and mentally.
Yeah, I like that. And I think that's you made a good comment there that I think is another part of mental health is like kind of going through and periodically checking who you follow on social media.
Yeah.
Like for non-professional purposes, if you're doing like any sort of social media for professional purposes, for your personal Instagram, like I kind of have gone through and redone my Instagram now. Mm-hmm. I took off a lot of personal stuff, like with the kids. And
should we make a big announcement?
No. No, that makes me feel so weird. I'm not going to.
Hannah is now a public figure on Instagram. If you've been waiting to follow Hannah,
which I'm sure is.
But you've been very intimidated because she's private. Good news, folks. It's coronation day. The gates are open.
You're going to be sadly disappointed. I post once a blue moon. But I love the Frozen reference.
You're welcome.
But I did go through.
Thanks for not letting it go.
Oh my gosh. Too much. I went through a couple months ago and like really purged specific people I follow. Like I took out like all celebrities. Oh. And then I made it to almost all friends. I've kind of changed up lately. I follow a lot of like publications that I like and people that I'm interested in like following their work and companies that I like and stuff. But I do think that depending on the where you're at in your life, you should look at like if what you're following is a good idea for that phase. It might be a good idea for a different phase, but not this one.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm feeling like I'm not at my best because it's been like a rough couple of months for whatever reason and I haven't been able to get to the gym, most Fitspo people are not going to be the right choice. They're not because there's anything wrong with them.
Right.
Just because all I'm doing, because like at this point, if I can't get to the gym, and for a lot of us, if we can't get to the gym, it is a very good reason.
Yeah.
Like we're so busy.
And you know what also is a good reason? I don't
want to. Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever reason you have for the gym is totally fine. And if you can't get there, just looking at other people getting there is just going to bum you out, especially when those people are being paid to do posts like that. Yeah. Like, No one's paying us to go to the gym.
Well, I feel that way even with like certain mom accounts or motherhood accounts where I'm like, yes, those are great ideas for activities I could do with my kids.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I'm not.
We don't do activities.
No. And then if I do it and it doesn't work out well, then I'm just going to feel worse about myself. Right. So like,
it's too much pressure for me. But yeah, so I think it just kind of is looking at like the holistic aspect of your mental health, like of everything that is going into your mind in a day, the entertainment, the social media, all of that, what is helping? And I will say in the process of kind of going through and changing up my Instagram habits, I've talked a little bit before about how Pasan and I really try not to put the kids on social media as much as possible because we want them to make that call when they're older. There's a couple of family pics and stuff like that.
Sure.
But after I made those changes, Maya was doing something funny.
Yeah.
And I took a video and something that I would have ordinarily put on my stories, I sent it to the people who I really wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And it was like it was Aunt Mitzi and my cousins and my mom family. And I was like, oh, like guys, like it started a whole thing. Like it really like it's just so funny that, like, actually connecting and having a conversation is, like, novel. But I'm like, what I wanted.
Like, look at this. Right. And it's still over text.
Right. But, it's still over text, but it's still better than just putting it up there and being like, I hope Megan sees this. Like,
right.
I just want, I want, I don't know. To me, I'm like, that was, like, really good for me. Because then I'm like, oh, I just had, like, a really fun exchange with them.
Yeah.
It just put me in a good mood. Just, like, talking to, like, my family.
Well, and I think also figuring out the outlets where you can unpack and say, like, my mental health is not great and I just needed somebody to know it without even, like...
Without it being a whole thing.
Without it being a whole thing or weird or, like, okay, let's, like, rally around. Because, like, for me, I like to help people, but I don't love asking for help, and I don't love receiving it all the time, because then I just feel like I'm a burden on somebody.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's hard to be like, hey, I am not doing great.
Right.
Because then I'm going to feel like, am I asking for attention? Am I, you know, whatever.
Right.
So I have, like, a handful of people, which I'm, some people don't even have a handful of people. So I'm, like, beyond blessed to have that. But to just be able to be like, eh, it's not a great, it's not great. And it doesn't, I know it's not going to be forever. And nothing specifically is wrong. But I'm not in a great space. And, like, that...
Just to understand without saying, just, like, wait, what exactly is wrong with you?
Totally. Or the people who know, like, you are so excellent about giving insight, asking questions, or giving space. Like, all within, like, intuiting in a conversation. So you're excellent for that. Thank you. So, but I think that that's important to be able to just raise your hand, even if you don't want to unpack what it all is, but just say, like, hey, just want you to know it's not great.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, just kind of be aware when people might be trying to reach out.
Oh, that's
I've definitely missed some hints in the past, just from, like, because I tend to, like, bulldoze and, like, make jokes out of everything as an eight. Like, I take everything. Or is it eight or seven?
I don't know. It's your Enneagram.
I don't know. One of those, like, makes, like, a joke out of everything serious, and I have, like, definitely missed the mark a lot of times.
Yeah.
One other thing that I think, if, like, I've talked before about how, like, for some reason, Victoria's Secret as a company, like, gets me.
Well, also, I've learned a lot about them thanks to a new podcast I'm listening to called The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, and how good friends he was with the owner of Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie and The Limited. Yeah.
Oh, garbage.
Yeah, so just on... I just can't.
Good to freaking know. But,
Your instincts were correct.
Yeah, my instincts were correct. No, Rihanna, her lingerie line is called Savage by Fenty.
Okay.
It is incredible.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it is great. You should really, I think, I'm sure it's Savage by Fenty, by is with an X, on Instagram, or their website is Savage by Fenty.
How is by with an X?
It's like Savage X Fenty.
Oh, I see. I say, like, the word by was spelled with an X, and I'm like, I do not understand.
B-A-I-X.
That would be like night with a K. Sure, that makes sense. By with an X does not make
English
sense.
English is weird. But no, so she has a lingerie line, and she is so inclusive. Like, her team has put together the best thing, and this latest show... actually is on Prime, Amazon Prime. I haven't watched it. I want to, though. Her first show, there were two pregnant women. One of them gave birth, like, the next day.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lingerie show.
Yeah.
And, like, there are people with disabilities, people, like, I think this year there were trans people, people of all different weights, shapes, sizes, races.
That's excellent.
Hair, no hair. Like, it is the most celebratory fashion show of people who look completely different and also, like, just are oozing confidence.
That's excellent.
So, honestly, if you need a bump in your self-esteem, just, like, watch a little bit of the show.
Yeah.
Like, check out her site, because it's just great to see. Like, it's really, I think it is really helpful to see other people embracing, like, all these differences in what feels like a really pure way. Like,
yeah.
And it's easy to see, like, these people do not look like, I don't know, cookie cutter.
Yeah.
A lot of them, but they look, they, like, to me, like, every one of them, I'm like, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you're just amazing. In that it's, like, coming from the inside out. Like, in that you can tell they're, like, fierce. And
yeah.
So, check out Savage by Fenty.
Bye with an X.
Bye with an X. B-A-I-X.
I was really trying to figure it out.
Savage X Fenty. I don't remember what, just Google it. I don't remember what the site is or Instagram or anything like that. But there is a documentary on Prime, which is, like, they do the Victoria's Secret fashion show. It's that.
Well, I also have found that every time I just get rid of clothes, I feel better about myself.
Because
if I get rid of stuff that doesn't fit anymore, it's no longer in my closet letting me
know that
it doesn't fit anymore. And typically then, at least for a while, the stuff that I reach for I feel good about and feel good in. And I have also found that some things I just never quite feel comfortable in. Like, I'll put them on and feel good, and then I'll walk out of the house and look at myself and wish that I didn't put those on. So I have found that pretty much every time I wear a dress, I feel real good about myself.
Right.
You look phenomenal in jeans and a t-shirt. Every time I see you...
That is really encouraging to hear.
I
love pants.
So good. So do something that you feel great
about. Right. Find your style.
Yeah. If you...
That's a really good tip.
If you don't already... Do it.
Yep.
But yeah, I think just, and constantly check in with where you are in your mental health. Like, because I noticed a few weeks ago, like, there was really nothing that I could quite pinpoint, but I just felt like I kind of wish that I could just have a good cry. And I realized, like, this is kind of like indicative of maybe something isn't that great. But even being aware of it helped me, like, go through here are the areas that I haven't felt
and give space to yourself if you're feeling like, wait, I shouldn't have reacted that way or something. Like, it just gives you a little bit of like, well, but I know I'm not on my A game or something.
Well, and just know your hormones are going to affect it because we're women. And so, you know.
Yeah. Give yourself space
in
all
coming,
things.
Maybe it's not.
Give yourself grace all the time.
Yeah.
I love that we set out to talk about body confidence and turned into an episode about mental health. I really didn't see that coming.
No, me neither.
That was good.
Good.
I really feel like I learned something. Because now I'm coming away from this thinking, like, I keep looking at, like mental health and these things that affect my mental health as another thing on top of my to-do list.
Yeah, and completely
really
separate.
Right.
Because I always think about, like,
separate.
Here's my physical self and here's my mental self.
Exactly. But it's really all holistic.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll be back here next week.
Yeah. We do this with your thoughts on this.
Yeah. We're hopeful to be joined by April.
Yeah. Again, at this time.
At this time.
That is our plan.
That's our plan. We'll let you know if that's not true. But yeah.
Saturday, you will be able to hit up Batch House.
Yes.
So check out at the Batchmaker on Instagram.
Yep. Hannah had been pretending to follow her for a while. And now actually is.
Finally am following her.
So Chris, we know who your favorite is. It's me. And yeah, if you have thoughts on body positivity, body confidence, and mental health, we'd love to hear it because it's brand new to us.
Yeah, as of this episode.
Yep.
So, all right, have a good week. Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Do it.